So the Madonna biopic is moving forward.
Okay.
We talked about this briefly. No, don't say it like that. We talked about this briefly a few months ago because it was the biggest news in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Okay.
You don't remember. Okay.
No.
Let me refresh your memory. So Madonna is directing, do you say biopic or biopic?
Biopic.
Yeah, I say that too. Madonna is directing a biopic about her life. I think it's how her career started up until the Blonde Ambition tour. I think that's as far as the story is going for this particular biopic. So she's directing it, which is even more interesting. She has directed stuff before. It's not like she's never done that before, which we'll get into in just a second. So it's been a really big deal. The casting for this movie has been what it's all Hollywood has been talking about since the beginning of this year, because there's been a ton of names being thrown out. And it's not like you just show up and say, hey, meet Bebe Rexha. She wants to be Madonna. No. What they're doing is they're anybody whose name is in, who's thrown their name into the ring, they're taking them through these grueling 11-hour auditions. No joke. Where, like, one of the auditions will be a dancing audition, and they will have Madonna's choreographer come and work with you over and over and over till you get the choreography perfect.
Then you got to eat cow testicles. That's the next thing. It's like Fear Factor, Madonna.
Fear Factor. Then you come back another day, and you do choreography with Madonna, another, like, 10, 11-hour day.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a singing day where you sit down with Madonna's musical director or whatever for another, like, 10, 12-hour day. So these auditions have been brutal. It's not like you just go in and read something.
Mm-hmm.
You're spending hours with Madonna and her team. So all the actresses that have been, and pop stars that have been up for the role, Florence Pugh, you probably don't know who she is, but people do. She's in a lot of stuff. And recently she made news because she's like 24 and she's been dating 45-year-old Zach Braff from Scrubs. Yeah. But she's been in a million things. She's in the next installment of Dune.
Got it.
Okay. Sky Ferrara, again, somebody else who you will never know who she is. I'm not even going to bother telling you. Bebe Rexha, you should know who she is.
I know who she is because I know her.
Yeah. We've interviewed her several times.
Right.
Yeah.
So I like her.
Exactly. Yeah.
So she would actually be a good Madonna because she can sing and dance and you can make her probably look like a young Madonna.
I agree. Yeah, she would have been a good choice. Sydney Sweeney, who is one of my favorite actresses on the planet. She is the best example of an actress of her generation. She's like, to me, she's the next Margot Robbie. She's in Euphoria. I first saw her in Handmaid's Tale. I'm sure other people had seen her before that and other stuff, but that's where I was first introduced to her. I was like, wow, this actress is really good.
Mm-hmm.
She would have been amazing. Amazing. You would love her. She's gorgeous. Julia Gardner is the other one they were looking at. Julia Gardner is the actress from Ozark and Inventing Anna, who is not the most attractive. Like, if you look at Bebe Rexha, Sydney Sweeney, Florence Pugh, these girls are gorgeous. Julia Gardner is a chameleon. She could be made to look gorgeous. She's the most talented of all of, well, maybe Sydney Sweeney.
She looks like a young Madonna.
She does. So all of these women, and then a couple of others that you'd never know because one of them is an Australian actress, another British actress, people that you'd never know. They went through this grueling process from March until now. We finally have a resolution to this, sorta. Madonna wants Julia Garner. In fact, she offered Julia Garner the role. But according to Variety, she hasn't said yes. Her team is mulling it over. She hasn't accepted it yet. So this is weird. I got a couple of questions for you. If you throw your hat in the ring to meet Madonna, go through 11 hours of audition, singing, dancing, don't you want this role? Isn't this something that, or are all those hours a red flag where you're saying to yourself, I don't know if I want to do this?
I think Hollywood is different than real life because you have auditioned for certain things before just because you don't want to piss off your agent.
Right. That's true.
So it could be where the agent said, you would be great for this. She said, okay, I'll give it a shot. And then she went for it. And, you know, like you said, she woke up and said, I don't want to do this.
But the thing is, she didn't just go and meet Madonna and do an audition. She has been auditioning for months with everybody else, going through these 11-hour auditions of singing and dancing, and it's been grueling. I think that as she was getting into it, she was realizing what she was going to be up against in terms of, I'm sure she's going to get along great with Madonna. Well, who knows? But Madonna herself wants Julia Garner. That's a big thing. But there's another red flag. So originally, the script was written by Oscar winner Diablo Cody. She's the woman who wrote Juno and Ricky in the Flash with Meryl Streep and Young Adult with Charlize Theron. But she won an Oscar for Juno. She wrote the script, and then Madonna fired her.
Because she didn't like it, or?
I don't know whether she didn't like the script or whether when they sat down, they just had creative differences where Madonna said, take out this, add this,
or
do
Madonna's
this,
and, just a nightmare.
And Diablo, but Diablo Cody might be a nightmare also. She might have been the one that said, I'm not changing
the
thing.
Who are the odds in that room is a nightmare?
I think it's a little column A, little column B, because I haven't heard, I know people that have worked with Diablo Cody on Broadway. She's done Broadway stuff too. And while they like her as a person, they said once it gets to creative control, she definitely does not like to give up creative control, which, I mean, when you win an Oscar and you're a really good writer, and then, okay, I'm going to side with Diablo Cody here. Diablo Cody should stand her ground because she's an Oscar-winning writer. Madonna isn't a writer.
I know, but this is Madonna's life. So it's different than a movie role. This is your life. So you kind of know how, you know what it look, the movie looks like already because it's in your head.
Right, except for the fact that I don't think Diablo Cody is saying to her, no, I don't think the character would do this. And Madonna's like, no, I did that, so don't fucking tell me. Mm-hmm. I think that Diablo Cody is saying, if you're going to tell the story, you have to include this part or tell this aspect of it. And Madonna's like, I don't want to tell that part, or I want to tell that later. I think it's all creative differences. I think you have two headstrong women. Like, I wouldn't tell Madonna how to dance or sing. But if she tried to tell me how to do radio, I think then I would step in and be like, hi, honey, let's talk about radio.
But if you're doing a radio show about her life, then I think she has the upper hand.
No, I don't think the creative difference is about her saying, like, your life didn't go like that. I think it has to do with the writing and the writing structure. Anyway, so they fired her is the bottom line. The problem with that is that, I don't know if you know how it works in Hollywood, but Universal is supposed to bankroll this whole project. They will not do that. And they won't greenlight this until there's a script and a cast in place.
Mm-hmm.
So Madonna now has to go find another writer. And she has to secure a cast, secure somebody who's going to play her.
And is this movie going to be like a real movie, or is it going to be straight to HBO Max?
You know, it's funny you would say that, because lately movies are more important and winning Oscars on Netflix and on Prime. So is this going to be on Prime or Netflix? I don't know. It should be, because I think it would do much better in, you know, on Prime or on Netflix or, you know, on Apple. But I think Madonna's old school. I think she might probably want it to come out in the movies, too. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. The answer is we don't know yet, because Universal has not greenlit this project. They're still casting the fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just tell you this one thing. I wonder if Julia Garner knows any of the people that I know who worked with Madonna in 2011. So Madonna had directed a film in 2011 about King Edward and his affair with Wallace Simpson and all this kind of stuff. A friend of mine was involved with this film on the production end. And his job was to basically keep the production going. He wasn't the DP, but he was somebody who was, like, you know, in the film crew of some kind. So they're filming outdoors. And Madonna is taking a really long time to, like, set up the shot and talk to the actors and decide what she's doing and not doing and blah, blah, blah. And this friend of mine said to Madonna, listen, you're losing the light. And if we're shooting outdoors, you can't take this much time because once the light's gone, it's gone. So she's like, was getting really mad at him, and she shot a little bit and then said, I can't concentrate. I'm too hungry. I need to break for lunch. And he was like, no, we don't really have time for lunch. We're already losing the light. She orders in food. She gets like lobster for everybody, this big meal. Everybody's eating. The lunch is supposed to be 30 minutes. It takes an hour and a half. They come back and it's practically evening. And Madonna is taking forever. And suddenly it's too dark. She's like, why can't we shoot? What's going on? It's too dark. I told you 4 hours ago, you're losing the light now.
Mm-hmm.
And you broke for lunch and made everybody eat lobster. Like, honey, you can't shoot anymore today. We don't have the lighting to do day for night. Like, you're done for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So she threw a huge fit. And my friend was like, I don't control the sun.
And I told you.
You do realize.
And yeah. I told you 13 times, and I'm not telling you again.
So she threw a huge fit. She ended up, like, trying to fire people on the set. It was just a nightmare. I mean, the fact that the project ever got finished was amazing. But he said that she was just irrational. Like, they would explain to her. She'd be like, why do we have to use that camera? Well, that's the best camera there is. Well, I want to use this other kind of camera. Well, we don't have one of those. Well, go get one of those. Well, you can't just, like, run over and buy one at, like, a local camera shop. Like, that. But it was, like, all this irrational shit that she was doing that's, like, you can't decide while you're on set to change an entire thing.
That's what you get for hiring a pop star from the 80s to direct your movie.
Right. So I think the bottom line is that's Madonna is directing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Julia Garner may be having a little bit of trepidation because of the experience she's already had with her just during the audition process.